The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. National MS Society details steps to achieving pathways to cures. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society, or NMSS, has detailed its Pathways to Cures roadmap and potential ways of addressing gaps and advancing each of the pathways with the final goal of finding a cure for multiple sclerosis in all its forms. Details were in the report, Pathways to Cures for Multiple Sclerosis, a Research Roadmap, published in the Multiple Sclerosis Journal. Curing MS is within our reach, and when we talk about curing MS, we're talking about curing MS for everyone. Bruce Bebo, Ph.D., Executive Vice President of Research at the NMSS, and the report's first author, said in a press release. The roadmap, now endorsed by over 20 national and international MS organizations, will drive progress by increasing alignment and focus of global resources on high-priority research questions, Bebo added. While substantial progress has been made in the development of more than a dozen effective disease-modifying treatments, or DMTs, for relapsing forms of MS, we still lack a fundamental understanding of all the processes driving disease. We lack effective treatments for progressive forms of MS, and cures remain elusive, its authors wrote. With this in mind, the NMSS developed the Pathways to Cures roadmap to highlight the knowledge gaps, key objectives, and research priorities that will advance each pathway and speed the development of potential cures. The roadmap was created through a consensus-building process involving the Society's Advisory Committee, National Board of Directors, and Pathways to Cures Task Force, which included scientific experts, healthcare providers, and people affected by MS from the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. The perspectives of more than 300 MS patients, collected through a survey, were also incorporated into the roadmap, which was subsequently endorsed by MS patients and professional organizations worldwide. Supported by $13 million in funding from investors, the roadmap includes three distinct but overlapping pathways: STOP, stopping MS in its tracks; RESTORE, restoring what has been lost; and END, ending MS by preventing new cases. STOP pathway. This pathway's goal is to halt disease activity and progression, and therefore worsening of daily life or quality of life for those already having MS. It aims to strengthen chances for restoring neuronal health and patients' overall function. To achieve this goal, researchers should focus on improving early detection, as early treatment is associated with better outcomes, and precision medicine given the high level of disease variability between patients. Since increasing evidence supports the existence of an MS prodrome, a set of signs or symptoms that occur before the onset of typical symptoms of a disease, future studies are needed to determine its underlying mechanisms. Such efforts would help identify biomarkers of early disease to improve diagnoses and support early treatment. Better biomarkers, as well as predictive models, are also needed to better understand the mechanisms behind distinct MS disease courses and to help select the best therapy for a given patient at a given point in time, the researchers wrote. Effective therapies for progressive forms of MS are another large unmet need, and research should also focus on these. RESTORE pathway. This pathway aims to repair and reverse nerve damage and restore function that patients have lost, effects that current DMTs generally lack. Research should focus on identifying molecular targets that promote nerve cell and myelin repair, or remyelination, as well as outcome measures of remyelination and/or functional recovery to be used in clinical trials. Myelin is the protective fatty sheath around nerve fibers that is progressively lost in MS. Another high unmet need is for clinical trials testing functional recovery, symptom management, rehabilitation, and wellness interventions. Exercise is increasingly seen as a promising approach to ease motor and non-motor symptoms of MS, and wearable devices may help to monitor function and intervention benefits. An integrated approach is needed that enhances remyelination, neural regeneration, and neuroplasticity, or rewiring of brain connections, while organizing the extent to which wellness behaviors, rehabilitation, self-care, and exercise promote reversal or diminution of symptoms, the researchers wrote. End pathway. The two main objectives of the end pathway are preventing MS in the general population, or primary prevention, and identifying MS in its prodromal stages to delay or prevent disease onset, or secondary prevention. More studies are needed to identify all the modifiable risk factors of MS in all populations, including environmental exposures and social detriments of health, meaning the conditions under which people are born, grow, live, work, and age. A better understanding of all risk factors and their interactions that can trigger MS, as well as cooperation and buy-in in public health agencies and policymakers to the concept of MS as a preventable disease, are needed, the researchers wrote. The goal is to limit exposure to such risk factors such as low vitamin D levels, adolescent obesity, tobacco smoking, and Epstein-Barr virus infection. Early biomarkers and screening tools are also needed to identify people at higher risk, prodromal phase, so that appropriate interventions can be taken before symptom onset to lessen or eliminate the impact of MS. Among general recommendations, the authors highlighted the need to increase participation of racial and ethnic minorities as underrepresented groups in MS research. Improved engagement of these groups will lead to improvements in the quality of scientific data, facilitate the discovery of important efficacy and safety information, and help to identify population-specific differences in disease course and treatments and accelerate the development of cures for everyone with MS, they wrote. We hope the roadmap will inspire greater collaboration and alignment of global resources that accelerate scientific breakthroughs leading to cures for MS, the researchers added. The NMSS stated that this roadmap will be updated every 2 years to reflect advances in these pathways and to account for the development of new technologies and approaches. We look forward to partnering with other global stakeholders in the MS movement to make the hopes and dreams of people with MS around the world come true, the researchers wrote. The NMSS is in the process of supporting research projects aligned with the Pathways to Cure roadmap. This news article was written by Marta Figueredo, Ph.D., on March 30, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Expert Voices, Exploring the Connection Between Vitamin D and MS. In this installment of our Expert Voices series, Multiple Sclerosis News Today asked Cassandra Munger to answer some of your questions about the connection between vitamin D levels and multiple sclerosis. Munger received her bachelor's in biology from the University of Rochester in 1997, master's in epidemiology from the University of Massachusetts Amherst in 2001, and doctor of science in nutritional epidemiology from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health in 2009. Where she is a senior research scientist at the Neuroepidemiology Research Group in the Department of Nutrition. For 20 years, Dr. Munger has worked with large cohorts, including the nurses' health studies, the active duty U.S. military personnel, to investigate the role of the Epstein-Barr virus and vitamin D, as well as other environmental risk factors such as obesity in multiple sclerosis. Her research interests also include whether established MS risk factors influence MS progression and whether MS patients with generally healthy lifestyles experience better outcomes. Can you summarize findings on how vitamin D connects to MS? Many studies show that individuals with higher levels of vitamin D, which is measured by blood levels of 25-dihydroxyvitamin D, have a decreased risk of MS and that those who are vitamin D deficient have an increased risk of MS. Together, these studies suggest that there is a 30% to 50% decreased risk of MS, with levels higher than 75 nanomoles per liter, and a twofold increased risk among those with levels less than 30. Further, studies of vitamin D levels in early life, maternal levels during pregnancy, or levels in newborns, have found that low levels of vitamin D predict an increased risk of MS as an adult. In persons with MS, studies suggest that vitamin D may decrease the risk of MS relapses and development of new lesions in persons with MS. Has anything in vitamin D research surprised you, or has it all fit your expectations? Early in the research on vitamin D and MS, the association itself was not necessarily expected. Studies in animals had suggested that vitamin D may favorably affect immune response and prevent MS-like disease in animals, or greatly reduce the progression and disability associated with the disease. But results from experimental animal studies are not always seen in humans. There is also remarkable consistency between many studies using different measures of vitamin D, assessing amount of sun exposure, vitamin D blood levels, or eating foods high in vitamin D in different populations worldwide, with nearly all pointing to vitamin D being an important risk factor for MS. Can stabilizing vitamin D levels help a person already diagnosed with MS, or should healthy levels of vitamin D be thought of only as a potential preventative to MS? There is evidence that individuals with MS may benefit from having adequate vitamin D levels. Several studies have found that lower vitamin D levels are associated with higher relapse rates and an increase in the number of brain lesions. One limitation in many of these studies is that persons with more active disease may not leave their home as often or get enough sun exposure to maintain vitamin D levels, so the low vitamin D levels may be because of more active disease. There have been a few randomized controlled clinical trials that gave people with MS varying doses of vitamin D supplements, and they suggest that higher blood levels of vitamin D may reduce the appearance of new brain lesions. Are there any ideal methods and/or strategies for vitamin D delivery? There are two ways our bodies get vitamin D. One is from exposure to the sun. Sun rays activate a process in the skin that produces vitamin D. The other is through diet. Eating a diet high in vitamin D-rich foods, such as salmon, fortified products, or vitamin D supplements, will also increase vitamin D levels. Sun exposure is the primary way most people get vitamin D. 10 to 20 minutes of skin exposure can produce an equivalent of 10,000 IU of vitamin D. Compare that to diet, where a serving of salmon has about 400 IU. With concerns about skin cancer with excessive sun exposure over time, vitamin D supplements have gained in popularity. Over-the-counter supplements provide 1,000 to 2,000 IU of vitamin D. Before taking supplements, it may be useful to have vitamin D levels tested to see if supplementation is needed, and if so, what dose is optimal. Does vitamin D research indicate needed changes in clinical strategies? The current evidence is not sufficient to recommend changes in clinical strategies to using vitamin D as a treatment for MS. However, there is a great deal of research showing that vitamin D nutrition may affect the risk of other diseases, such as some cancers and cardiovascular disease, so a whole health approach to vitamin D testing and supplement use should be considered. What other research about vitamin D is needed? Ideally, a randomized clinical trial of vitamin D and prevention of MS would be conducted to determine whether high vitamin D levels can prevent MS. There are many challenges to conducting such a study, however, and it is unlikely to be done. More well-designed clinical trials of vitamin D and MS outcomes are needed to determine whether there are any therapeutic benefits of vitamin D beyond what current disease-modifying therapies already provide. Do you have advice for readers who have MS and are concerned about their vitamin D? If you have concerns regarding whether your vitamin D levels are good, ask your doctor. They will be able to measure the levels of vitamin D in your blood and then provide guidance on whether you need to take a vitamin D supplement and, if so, what the appropriate dose is for you to keep your vitamin D in the healthy range. This article was written by the BNS staff on March 9, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.